Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
It's a different crowd from last night. I thank you for all for being here. I know when I was a wee little child, I'd always have great fear that Christmas morning would fall on a Sunday, and I'd have to go to church first before I got the presents. So there is no ill will for anyone who's spending this morning with their family. That's why we're all gathered in love. So we will begin this morning with our opening hymn, and let us worship God. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the Word made flesh, our life and our salvation.
Amen.
Trusting the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, let us confess our sins. God of life,
you promise good news and great joy for all people, and call us to be messengers of your peace. We confess that too often we hoard our joy, our resources, and our security. We nurture conflict and build barriers. We neglect the needs of our neighbors and ignore the groaning of creation. Have mercy on us. Where we are self-centered, open our hearts. Where we are reluctant, give us courage. Where we
Renew us with your grace, and give us again the hope of eternal life in you.
Amen.
Hear the good news. We are children of God and heirs of God's promise through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus, we are forgiven and redeemed. Sing with joy, for all the ends of the earth shall know the salvation of God.
Amen. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you gave us your only Son to take on our human nature and to illumine the world with your light. By your grace, adopt us as your children and enlighten us with your Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
And now we have that moment of the children's service. Of course, we don't have any children here, and that is quite okay. I was going to give whoever, thanks to some help from Dan, we were going to give a gift of a cross, and it already came off, so I'm glad we didn't give this one. But we were giving a little cross to everyone who was here. And I was going to talk to them about gifts and why we give gifts on Christmas. And I think that's obviously going to be obvious to us, so I will share some fun facts about Christmas with you. Fact one, Christmas presents were not always open on Christmas Day. So can anyone tell me, take a guess, on when presents were actually open at the time of Advent?
Christmas Eve.
No, that's a good guess. It's not Christmas Eve either. You must go back way further.
First day of Advent.
I'm sorry, who is it?
First day of Advent.
First day. Now we're getting close time-wise, but what festival do you think it might be associated with?
Oh, say it.
No, that's another good guess. But now we're going all in the wrong direction. Because there's this person called St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas of Smyrna, who gave gifts, and his feast day is the 6th of December. And so gifts were exchanged on the 6th of December. Now, it wasn't until the Reformation and Martin Luther, who wanted to return gifts back to Christ, that he changed so Christ, ch- child gave gifts on Christmas morning. And that is why we started as Protestant churches giving out gifts on Christmas morning as opposed to the 6th of December. But something beautiful sort of happened. Because as this was adopted in the Protestant countries, of course, our Catholic siblings kept giving gifts on the 6th. But about the time that our Catholic siblings started giving gifts on the 25th, Protestant countries started having that gift be brought by St. Nicholas. And so there is this merging of these two beautiful traditions in what is today Christmas, the way we celebrate it today, with holding these two tensions, both the Christ child as being the gift giver and honoring this great saint in all the wonders. And I think today, a day of joy and peace, it is good to remember that both sides of this great Christian family have contributed to the joy and wonders of our Christmas celebration. So let us pray. On the count of three. One, two, three. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for the communion of all the churches.
Thank you for the communion of all the churches.
And thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Amen.
Our first reading today comes from Isaiah 52, verses 7 through 10. Hear now the word. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns, listen. Your sentinels lift up their voices together. They sing for joy. For in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his arm, his holy arm, before the eyes of the nations and all of the ends of the earth, and shall see the salvation of our God. Holy wisdom, holy word. The psalm can be found on page 3 of your bulletin, and we'll read it responsibly. I'll begin with the light prayer. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory. O Lord, you have made known your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations. You remember your steadfast love and fulfillment to the house of Israel, and the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all you lands.
Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song,
with trumpets and the sound of the horn.
Shout for joy before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein.
Let the rivers clap their hands
and let the hills ring out with joy.
Who comes to judge the earth?
The Lord will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Our second reading comes from Hebrews. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 and 5 through 12. Hear now the word. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, so today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be his father, and he will be my son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels angel winds, and his servants flames of fire." But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And in the beginning, Lord, you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will wear out like clothing. Like a cloak, you will roll them up, and like clothing, they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will never end." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the light was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself is not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or the will of the flesh, or the will of men, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Well, Merry Christmas to everyone again. Merry Christmas. It is really special to be amongst you, to have Jen come last night, and to spend our first Christmas here on the coast. It's been very, very heartwarming, and I thank you all for being here with us. And it's Christmas, so we can finally sing our Christmas hymns, because I know all of us have been good liturgically and we haven't sung any Christmas hymns up till now, but now we can. It's Christmas. So to have a little interaction, I want to know if someone would like to tell me their favorite Christmas hymn. Silent Night. Ooh, Little Drummer Boy. Any other favorite Christmas hymns? First Noel, that's a good one. They're all good. For me, it's I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. And I want us to think about songs a little bit, because our text this morning is actually an ancient hymn. This is a song that was sung in the churches. And we have a lot of these hymns recorded in the Bible. And I want to think about how important music is to our lives. It moves us in ways that words cannot. The rhythms, the patterns, they speak to us in ways that just verbally is not communicated. And I know some of this gets lost because we don't know the tune, we don't know how it was sung. But as I read that, I hope you could pick up somewhat of a hymn quality to this reading. And I want to share that this hymn is very similar to other hymns we get in the Bible, especially in the New Testament. And I want to read a few of those, and I want you to think about a Christmas hymn. Because if you think about it, these hymns are very Christmas-like in their themes, in the chords they strike, and what they're saying. So let us listen to some songs from the New Testament. And I know translations are going to be off. The rhythmic pattern of the Greek language will not be here. But try, with the window of our imagination, to imagine this as a song. And we get in Philippians, who though he was not in the, who was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Maybe that sounds some similar themes to our Christmas hymns. And there's one more I'll share with you from Colossians. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and in earth were created, things visible, things invisible, whether thrones or dominion or ruler or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of the cross. And again, I ask you to hear the same chords, the same structure, the same sound in all of these great hymns, and how they mirror in a lot of our favorite Christmas hymns. And the scope of these hymns is quite universal. We're thinking of all things, of redemption, of returning back to God of everything that has been created. And that universal scope should strike us Because we're oftentimes used to hearing about the Christian message being this narrow focus of souls going off to heaven. And while that is certainly part of that is true, do we see the scope in this of all things? I can imagine as we're talking about Christmas songs, I imagine seeing Dominic the Christmas donkey included in all things, and all those hippopotamuses that every child always asks for on Christmas is included in all those things. And indeed, the creation itself is included in all these things. And our specific hymn this morning has a specific center too. And that center of this hymn is in this verse. Christ gave the authority to become children of God. That is what this is all driving at. The Christmas story, these Christmas hymns, is that through Christ, we are all children of God. And that is who we truly are. We are not our stuff. We are not our worries. We are not our failures or our successes. But we are children of God, sharers in the divine life through Christ. And of course, this implies a reality that is already present in you. Not something that is attained in the future, but you are children of God. And so that makes our Christmas journey today and throughout the rest of this year a journey of self-discovery, of returning back to what you are. Thomas Merton once famously said, to become what we already are. And you are a child of God, loved of God, united to Christ, united to God through Christ, and held safe in the arms of God. Our journey then is only to learn and grow into that knowledge, to be transformed by a loving knowledge that God is there with us, for us, and we are held safe. We are invited to this lifelong journey of transformation. For Christ has given us the power to become children of God. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us join together in our affirmation of faith. We believe in God, the creator and giver of life, who brought all creation to birth, who mothers us and fathers us,
protecting, nurturing, and cherishing us.
We believe in Jesus Christ, God born among us,
as a fragile
body of hope, love,
and the need for love, and calling us to rest in God as trustingly as a tiny child.
We believe in the Holy Spirit,
breathed out to us at our birth,
always drawing us on to be born again,
encouraging,
exhorting, comforting, nourishing
our growth,
and inspiring our living. We believe in the reconciliation of the world to God through Christ. Haunted at birth
and humiliated at death,
Christ entered our fearful darkness so that we might enter the glorious light and share the light of his resurrection. And we believe that each new child is a glimpse of the face of God, a sign of the life to come, and a call to live in peace and celebrate
living together.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Amen.
With wonder of thanksgiving for Christ's coming into the world, we pray for the church, the life of the earth, and the whole human family. The church in every land makes a joyful noise to herald your coming, O God. We give thanks for poets, musicians, and hymn writers who give voice to our praise, and for all who lead the church's worship. God of grace, hear our prayer. This day dawns with a new hope for all living things, and from ocean depths to mountain peaks, the earth rejoices. Inspire in us an urgent zeal to protect the planet and renew its resources. God of grace, hear our prayer. Bring heavenly peace to the world and an end to armed conflict. Raise up leaders in every nation who will honor human rights and establish equal justice for all people. Give courage to all who speak out against oppression and advocate for the powerless. God of grace, hear our prayer. Guard the lives of any in danger, especially those who work to protect others. Lead any who are in desperate circumstances to sanctuary, help, and safety. Grant rest to the weary and soothe those who are troubled, especially Leif, Aaron, Reg, Mariah, Jane, Kevin, Mike, Jim, Kelly, Dave, Joe, Patty, Deb, Teresa, Clifford, Jim, Nicole, Madeline, Mary Ellen, Barry, Pastor Jane, family of Randy Harmon, and the Della Rosa family for loss of Andrea and victims of the war in Ukraine. God of grace, hear our prayer. Bless all who gather to worship on this holy day. Be present at our tables and celebrations, and watch over those who travel. Sustain charities, outreach ministries, and food pantries that give generously to people in need. God of grace, hear our prayer. In Christ, we have beheld your glory. Full of grace and truth, we give thanks for those in every generation who reflect the light of Christ. May their witness shine forth in our time. God of grace, hear our prayer. Pondering the mystery of eternal love made flesh in Jesus Christ, we commend all for whom we pray to the mercy of God. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you. If you can all stand, prepare for the meal. Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promises to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets hopes, and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling amongst us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection, and we look for hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come amongst us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. And bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel. Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High. One God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray the Lord's Prayer.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Emmanuel, God with us, your grace us with life and breath, and give us bread for the journey. Send us out in service to this world that you love, telling the amazing news of your coming to be Savior and Lord of all. Amen. Savior is born. Go tell it on the mountains and everywhere.
Thanks be to God.